I certainly, as always, I stand in need of your prayers today. Stand in need of the Lord's help. I am well aware of the fact that I can't do anything without him. And so I ask for your prayers. I want to share some scripture with you today from the Old Testament. If you want to read along with me, please turn to the 6th chapter of Numbers. Numbers chapter 6. And I want to begin reading with verse 22. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." And I would like today to share with you the thought that the Lord placed on my heart. I'd like to use for a title today, "The Joy of God's Presence." I want you to think about that with me today, the joy of God's presence. Let's look at these verses one more time. It's a short reading. Aaron, of course, the brother of Moses, and unto Aaron and unto his sons was given the work of the high priest. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said for him to speak to Aaron and his sons and pronounce a blessing upon the children of Israel. And the blessing was this: "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee." What a great blessing when God shines down upon us. "And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." And I want to begin this today, and I have some other scripture that I want to share with you, but I want you to think with me about that great thought, the joy of God's presence. God being willing, I mean, it's an amazing thing to me that God would even be willing to manifest his presence among the children of men. It really is. When we go back to the very early chapters of the Bible, and, you know, we find out before we have even got through three chapters of the Bible, we find out that man had already wronged God. He had already been disobedient to God, and it's just by nothing more than God's grace that he even has anything to do with us. It's totally, completely, wholly by God's grace today that we can even approach nigh unto God. And I'm glad that God is gracious, and that's one of the things that we read in this blessing, was that the Lord would shine upon them and be gracious unto them. And God certainly has done that with his creation, hasn't he? He has been gracious towards us. And had not God been willing to do that, then we would be a world today that would be wandering, lost, and without him, and without any hope, and without anything to look forward to but eternal damnation, if it were not for the fact that there is above us a God that is gracious. And I would today, and I have made this known many times, and I'll make it known again today, I would today, if you're here and you're lost, that you would look to the Lord today for His grace. Because you're never going to be able to earn, you're never going to be able to merit, you're never going to be able to do anything to deserve the Lord's salvation. It's just completely by His unmerited favor and His unmerited blessing upon us that any of us are saved. And so the Lord certainly is willing to be gracious towards people. But, you know, this, what we are doing here today is my favorite. I mean, this is always the highlight of my week. To be able to come together and assemble with my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. To be able to come together and try to unite our hearts together. Try to come together in unity. Try to bond in one accord in the Lord Jesus Christ. And try in our weak and unworthy way to worship Him. And to do something today that would exalt the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we did not come here today, church, if it was not our primary purpose today to exalt the Lord, to honor the Lord, and to glorify the Lord, then we have missed the whole point of assembling ourselves together. Amen. The most important thing that we can do here today is to honor God. The most important thing that can be accomplished in this service today. I know a lot of times, we say, well, the most important thing in the world that could happen is for people to be saved. And certainly, you know, I mean, that's what we look for. We look for people to be saved. But listen, the utmost priority here today is for God to be honored and God to be glorified. And when that happens, other things happen. The salvation of souls and other things happen as a result of that. But God is pleased to dwell with people that will exalt His name. And I have a great desire today that God would shine down upon us here in our service today. I want to speak about some things that happens when that seems to take place. But I'm thankful today, as I said, I believe and I consider this today. And I hope that we always will remember this. And again, I'm thankful today for the freedom that you and I enjoy to do this. But I consider this an awesome privilege today to be here with you folks. I consider it a great privilege every time that we can assemble ourselves together and worship together and sing hymns together and hear and share our testimonies and share our burdens. And, you know, we don't just do those things, because it's what we're expected to do, do we? I mean, I'm really convinced, I really believe that those that have already done this morning and those that do this from week to week that have shared things with us here today, that have stood up and said, would you pray for this situation in my life? Would you pray for this person who's near and dear to me that has this particular need? I believe that we do those things and we share those things with each other because we really believe in the power of prayer. We really believe that God can change things and that God can make a difference in our lives. And I want my friends, as the old song says, I want my friends to pray for me. I want us to pray. I want us to you know, folks, for our hearts to unite, for us to lock up together spiritually and lift up our voices in prayer for those who are lost and without God, because I believe it can make a difference in their lives. I realize and I understand and I'm well aware that God is going to have to hear their prayer, that God's going to have to hear them call upon Him in order to be saved. But I'll tell you, I believe that through prayer that we can, create an environment because of God shining down upon us in favor that will make it easier for people to come to the Lord. That we can perhaps drive a wedge by our prayers between them and Satan, and that they may call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And if you're here today and you're lost, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to call upon the name of the Lord. You don't need to try to be good enough to be saved, because you're never going to succeed in that. You don't need to try anything other than this: calling upon the name of the Lord for the salvation of your soul, because the Bible tells me very plainly and very simply in the 10th chapter of the Roman letter in verse 13 that is who gets saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you never call upon the name of the Lord for the salvation of your soul, then you're never going to have it. Amen. It's those who call upon the name of the Lord that get saved. But what a blessing it is, and what a privilege it is to me to be able to be here. I look forward to this. I look forward to this with great excitement in my heart, great anticipation in my heart. I have a ritual. I mean, every week, by the end of the week, I'm starting to really get excited about the fact that the Lord's Day is approaching again, that we get to be together again, that we get to sing the songs of Zion collectively, that we get to pray collectively, that we get to worship collectively. And I can understand, what David said when he said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." I can understand David's excitement when he said, "Lord, I have loved the habitation of thine house and the place wherein thine honor dwelleth." And to be honest with you, I don't understand why, people that profess to be saved and people that have even come forth and given their testimony and, let it be known that they had a desire to be a member of the Lord's church, and then they were willing to be baptized into the Lord's church. I don't understand why people that have done that don't have a desire to come to the house of God. I just don't get that. I don't understand it, folks. I'm glad that I do. I'm glad that God gives me that desire. And I begin to think about that, and I begin to anticipate what's going to happen among us. What's going to happen this week when we're able to get together again? Folks, I'll tell you what, I believe this meeting that's taking place right now this morning here at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church and other of our sister churches and churches that are standing for the truth, where the gospel is still being preached in truth and in sincerity, without fear and without favor of man. I believe these assemblies like this that are meeting here and that meet across this world from time to time, folks, this is the most important meeting that's going on. People will assemble themselves together. They'll assemble themselves together in social events. They'll assemble themselves together in a business format. People will assemble themselves together in big crowds to watch a sporting event. But folks, I'll tell you what, when the people of God come together to worship the Lord, that's the greatest assembly that there is on earth. And I'm thankful today that I have the privilege again to be with you. to be with you. I don't take it lightly. And I think we ought to try not to take it for granted. And we ought to lift up, you know, if we've been saved, we ought to lift up heavy voices of praise to God and praise Him in our songs and praise Him with our testimonies. I hope today that in the things I have to say, I know I won't do a good job myself preaching, but I hope today that in something that I have to say, that God will be able to look down today and somehow get honor and get glory out of what His servant delivered here today. That's my greatest desire today. I didn't come here today to make you happy. I didn't come here today to please you. I hope and pray that you'll get something out of this today that will be a help to you. But I came here today on business for the Lord. I came here today to preach what God placed upon my heart to preach. And I hope and pray that I'll be able to say something today that God will be happy with, that God in heaven will be pleased with. And I'll tell you what, if that can be accomplished, then I can go away with peace, whether anybody else liked it or not. I can go away with the contentment in my heart that I tried to please the Lord. And I hope and pray today that will be our desire every time that we meet, every time that we assemble. Because I believe if we assemble for that purpose, you know, I want you to go back some time and you read about Aaron and you read about his sons and you read about how that when they put on those priestly garments and they approached unto God, they had to be in the right condition when they approached Him. And if they went inside that veil, if they stepped into that Holy of Holies and they were not properly prepared and they were not in the right condition, then that was it, folks. The bells would stop ringing and they would know that their high priest was dead. I mean, he would die in the presence of God. I'll tell you what, folks, when you come into the presence of God, it's serious. Amen. It's serious. And when we come to the house of God, we ought to be properly prepared. I mean, we ought to be prepared for worship. We ought to be prepared today to do those things that God would expect us to do. Because if we come here for that purpose, if the high priest, if Aaron or his sons went into the Holy of Holies, if they went beyond that veil and they had made their proper preparation, you know what God promised them? He said right there above the Ark of the Covenant, where the mercy seat was on top of the Ark of the Covenant and the two cherubims on either end, God said, if you come in here in the proper way, right there above the mercy seat, right there between those cherubims, I will meet with you and I'll commune with you. And folks, listen, I believe if we approach God in the right manner, I believe if we assemble ourselves together in His house for the right purpose, God will look down from heaven and He'll shine His face upon us and He'll shine His countenance upon us. And folks, listen, as much as I love to be in your presence, as much as I love to assemble with Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, I'd rather assemble with the Holy Spirit of God than with anybody I've ever been with. A service is not much if we don't feel the presence of God, is it? But I'll tell you what, when the Lord does shine His favor down upon us, when the Lord does manifest His presence among us, I'm sure, and I hesitate to even put it in the form of a question and ask you, have you ever noticed this? Because I'm sure that you have noticed that when God shows up, everything suddenly changes, doesn't it? It changes when God shines down upon us. I want to share some scripture with you from the 133rd Psalm, the first three verses. Beautiful, beautiful scriptures. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, Aaron the high priest, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And so the psalmist here speaking about unity among the brethren. And folks, listen, he was speaking here, this unity was more than just us getting along with each other. I mean, we ought to get along with one another. We ought to be tender-hearted one towards another. We ought to forgive one another just the way that the Bible tells us that we are to do. But I'm convinced that this unity that he was speaking about here in this psalm is something that God pours out upon us from heaven. Folks, listen, it's the Lord that will unite us. We will never unite ourselves. It's the Lord that will unite us. And the psalmist said that this unity that can exist among brethren, well, it's like that oil of consecration that would be taken and poured upon the high priest when he was consecrated to the office. And how that it would be poured upon him, and it would run down his head. It would start up at his head, and it would run down on his beard, and then it would run down his garments, and it would run all the way down to the skirt of his garments. He also said this unity is like the dew that falls upon Mount Hermon, that gives fresh life to those things that are on the mountains. And folks, I'm telling you something. I believe that one of the greatest points that's made in these verses is that the unity that the psalmist was talking about here comes down upon us from above. God pours it out upon us. And I want to tell you some things, share with you some things that happen from time to time that makes us to know that. You know, I've been in service here before in the years that I've been here as your pastor, and some of you here no doubt have been in a lot more of these than I have been here, but I'll tell you some things I've experienced since I've been here as your pastor. I've been in services here before when everything would be pretty much like it is right now. People would be sitting. People would be listening. Maybe listening to the singing. Maybe listening to somebody testify. Maybe listening to a song. And nothing real, out of the ordinary or exciting seemed to be going on. And just like that, everything changes. Now, what do you suppose produces such a thing as that? God pouring that Spirit out upon us. That's what does it. I believe that's that. That certainly in the Scriptures, many times oil is representative of the Spirit of God. And suddenly God comes, and you know, he's like the wind when he shows up. We may not know that it's coming, and the next thing you know, it's there. And suddenly, for some reason, people aren't sitting in their seats anymore. For some reason, suddenly, people are out of their seats. And they're not just sitting quietly anymore, but I have seen you folks in those situations begin to hug each other, begin to embrace each other. Suddenly, some people that have been sitting next to each other, suddenly they're embraced in a hug, and they're telling each other how much they love them. Folks, I'm telling you what, the man doesn't produce that type of thing, but when God pours his Spirit out upon us, and he begins to shine upon us, and he begins to lighten us with his great countenance. Folks, let me tell you, I'd rather be in the presence of God than in the presence of a million men. But I love to be in your presence when God comes to visit us Isn't that great, Brother Henry? Things happen. Things happen when God shows up. People get saved next to fire extinguishers, don't they? When God shows up, people hit the altar and they begin to seek the Lord when God shows up. Folks, I'm telling you today, if there's anything that we need Holy Ghost power poured out upon us here today, because we're not going to accomplish anything without it. We're not going to get anything done that will be of any eternal benefit to anybody. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. All is vain. Brother Ronnie to the song leader. Psalm 100, verses 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Now, I've never been a song leader. I guess the Lord knew I couldn't do that, so he called me to preach. Never been a song leader. But I can tell you, I believe that the concept is exactly the same. No doubt for those that do, and I thank God for the people in our church that God has blessed with that talent. You know, that's one of the things I look forward to. You know, he may not think about it, but I look forward to when we assemble here to Brother Ronnie or Brother Strode or Brother Sanford or whoever that it is that's standing up leading the singing. I look forward to that. That's something I anticipate when I think about our worship. But I have been before, and I'm sure that the song leaders notice this, and I'm sure that it's got to be a great blessing to them, because I've been here before in service when we were singing a song, and again, there didn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary happen. People were in their seats, they were singing songs, and the song leader was leading the song, and the next thing you know, everything changes in the singing. Why? Because the Lord shows up. Sometimes people can't sing anymore, and so they begin to, you know, I love to look over at the choir. Folks, I love the things I witness in the house of God. I love to look over at the choir from time to time when you just begin to feel the presence of God, and somebody in the choir, or maybe more than one somebody's, they begin to lift up those holy hands. They begin to shout the praises of God, and suddenly everything has changed. I'll tell you, when God is gracious enough to come into our presence, folks, we are assembled together in happy and holy places when God is willing to manifest his presence among us in that way. He raises us up together and causes us to sit together in those great places in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Have you ever been trying to pray to God about something, and you just seem like you were struggling in your prayers? And the next thing you know, you're just talking to God. The next thing you know, you've been able to break through and you've been able to reach the throne of grace. And folks, listen, that doesn't happen because we begin suddenly to speak the right words when we're praying. There's nothing that changes in us. It's when God begins to search our hearts with his Holy Spirit. Folks, listen, if we're going to sing effectively, we're going to have to sing in the Spirit
of the Lord. If we're going to pray effectively, we're going to have to pray in the Spirit of the Lord. There have been times, many times, when I have stood up to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I stood up and I feel myself struggling to try to preach, and suddenly everything changes. Suddenly I have this great liberty to preach the Word of God, and that's not because that I found something in me. It's because God showed up. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And that applies in so many different ways. You know why my soul is free today? You know why my soul is at liberty today? You know why I was able to sing that song a moment ago? Boy, isn't it good to be able to sing that song and know in your heart that you can really sing it? Isn't it good to be able to sing, "It is well with my soul"? You know, when peace like a river attends my way, it's well with my soul. But when sorrows come my way, it's still well with my soul. If I'm up on the mountaintop, it's well with my soul. If I'm down in the valley, it's well with my soul. And to be able to sing that and know that with assurance is worth everything in the world to me, to know that it's well with my soul. It's well. It's well with my soul. So I can say that today. My soul is at liberty because the Spirit of God dwells there. We can have liberty to preach. We can have liberty to testify. We can have liberty to sing when the Spirit of the Lord is present with us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can just take it to the bank. You can rest assured that wherever the Spirit of God manifests His presence in some way, people will enjoy liberty. They'll enjoy liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ because of the presence of God. He makes Himself known to us through the Holy Spirit. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, "Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." We should never come to church for a show. Folks, I'll tell you what. Assembling ourselves together was never about entertainment. It was never for that purpose. It was to worship the Lord. I'm afraid that from what I see in the world today, I'm afraid there's a lot of singers. I'm afraid there's a lot of men that call themselves preachers that want to stand before people so that they can be praised and so that they can be seen. But I'll tell you what, it's not about the exaltation of man. It's about the honor and the glory of God. It's about pleasing Him. The Apostle Paul wrote and said, "If I seek to please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." I'll tell you what, I'll just be plain and blunt about it. You know, if anybody is standing up to preach in order to make men happy, they ought to quit preaching. They shouldn't be the servant of Christ. If you're standing up to sing to make people happy, you ought to quit singing. You've missed the whole purpose. It's about honoring God and glorifying God in the service that we render to Him. And when God is pleased and when God is honored and He's glorified, He will be pleased. And He'll be pleased to shine His countenance down upon us and shine His great light upon us and manifest His presence among us. And then we can say, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Have you ever gone home from a worship service? And have you ever had someone say, how was your service today? And you say, well, you know, it was good. And then maybe another time they say, how was your service today? And you say, oh my goodness, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. Things were, you know, we had a love fest. People were hugging each other. I mean, we just lost control. Well, what do you think the difference is? Why would we say one time, well, it was good? Why would it be so different the next time? Is it not because of the Spirit of the Lord? I mean, is that not determined by the presence of God among us? I'm not saying that we're going to have a tear-down service every time that we meet. And I'm not saying that every service that we don't have that God wasn't present with us. I don't believe that. It's up to God how He manifests Himself, isn't it? But I'm thankful. And you know, folks, I have felt the presence of the Lord in different ways. And I think that's proven to us with what happened to Elijah up there on that mountain. God can manifest Himself in different ways. And I've been in services before where the service, you know, was somewhat quiet, but you could just feel the sweetest peace from God. I've been in services before where I felt like I was sitting in an ice bath too, haven't you? I've been in services before when God's people come together and worship and it was like everybody lost their best friend. And I've been there myself. Sometimes we just get cold and we become indifferent and we don't enjoy the great blessings of God the way that we could. But I love to come together when we can know that the Spirit of God is with us and we can feel His presence. And I certainly think that's what made David glad to go to the house of the Lord. Not just to be with the people, but to be in the presence of Almighty God. So I want to close here with this. This is my prayer towards all of you today. And I want you to take this with you today as you go. My prayer is that the Lord will bless you and keep you. That He'll make His face shine upon you. That He'll be gracious unto you. That He'll lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And if you're here today and you're lost and without God, my prayer is that you'll come seeking Him with all of your heart until you know that He has saved you by His marvelous grace. So let's stand and sing, have a song together, and just follow what the Lord would have us to do before we dismiss the service. Thank you for your attention.